you want to turn into your Bibles to Matthew chapter 18, and we'll start at verse 21 and read to 35. And if you feel like standing for the reading of the word. Then Peter approached him and asked, "Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? As many as 7 times? I tell you, not as many as 7, Jesus replied, but 70 times 7. For this reason, the kingdom of heaven can be compared to a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. When he began to settle accounts, one who owed 10,000 talents was brought before him. Since he did not have the money to pay it back, his master commanded that he, his wife, his children, and everything he had be sold to pay the debt. At this, the servant fell face down before him and said, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you everything.' Then the master of that servant had compassion, released him, and forgave him the loan. That servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii. He grabbed him, started choking him, and said, 'Pay what you owe.' At this, his fellow servant fell down and began begging him, 'Be patient with me, and I will pay you back.' But he wasn't willing. Instead, he went and threw him into prison until he could pay what was owed. When the other servants saw what had taken place, they were deeply distressed and went and reported to their master everything that had happened. Then after he had summoned him, his master said to him, 'You wicked servant, I forgave you all that debt because you begged me. Shouldn't you also have had mercy on your fellow servant as I had mercy on you?' And because he was angry, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he could pay everything that was owed. So also my heavenly Father will do to you unless every one of you forgives his brother or sister from your heart." Lord, we just ask that you be in this service. Anoint my words, Lord, that will speak your truth and what you want the people to hear. We ask it in your name. Amen. You may be seated. Forgiveness is really, for me, a really hard one. I have a tendency toward holding a grudge. I don't know if you guys do or not, but it can really be a downfall for you. Some of the simplest things can make me upset, and then I just don't want to let it go. But God says we should forgive 70 times 7. That's a lot of forgiving. And I have a footnote on it that I thought was kind of interesting. Although forgiving someone only 7 times seems stingy, this standard was generous considering the fact that some rabbis required their students to forgive offenders only 3 times. Interpreters dispute whether Jesus demanded forgiving one's brother or sister 77 times or 490 times, which 70 times 7. But Jesus' point was that forgiveness should be unlimited when true repentance is present. In Jewish parables, a king symbolized God, and to settle accounts symbolizes divine judgment. The 10,000 talents was equivalent to 1 billion days worth of peasant wages. This was more money than was circulating in all of Palestine. The talent was the largest unit of currency, equivalent to approximately 6,000 days worth of wages. And 10,000 is the highest single number that can be expressed in Greek. Thus, we see that in this allegory, the sum represents the sinner's hopeless debt to God. Selling the debtor, his family, and possessions would hardly begin to recoup this debt. Forgiving such a loan is an astounding act of grace. So the Lord is showing us in this parable or story that the king, as God, forgave his servant, had compassion and mercy on him. And, you know, the same servant, you know, as you see further down in the story, did not have the compassion and mercy, and apparently didn't recognize it from his own master, because, you know, he got forgiven of his debt and owed a lot more money than his servant owed him. But he couldn't show his servant the compassion and allow him to wait to pay it or, you know, forgive the loan. It's not all about money, you know. Sometimes it's just a plain wrong that's done, you know. Somebody lies to you or steals from you or, you know, all these different things that can go on. And being human, we have a tendency toward, well, they did this to me, you know, and I'm certainly not going to forgive them for that hurt. It still hurts, you know. And I'll say me, I know for myself that I will dwell on it. I'll just keep replaying it in my head over and over and over. And the more I replay it, the angrier I get. So it's really hard to let it go. I haven't had very many people come up to me and ask for forgiveness. But when I'm in that state of mind, I'm not sure that I would be willing to forgive. So, you know, the Lord wants us to ask for forgiveness, and he wants us to give forgiveness. You can be angry and not sin, which, you know, is a very hard thing for us all to do also. The scripture, Ephesians 4, verse 25 and 26, says, "Therefore, putting away lying, speak the truth, each one to his neighbor, because we are members of one another. Be angry and do not sin. Don't let the sun go down on your anger, and don't give the devil an opportunity." And for a long time, I looked at that scripture and went, okay, you know, what exactly are you meaning, Lord? You know, don't let the devil get opportunity. But one of the things that I always tried to practice, and that with Rex, was if we had a fight or an argument or a discussion that ended up we didn't talk, I tried very hard to not go to bed angry. And I tried not to go to bed with that between us. So when we got to bed, I would usually say I'm sorry or whatever it took to get us talking again and to resolve it. And I think that's some of what the Lord is talking about there, of not giving the devil opportunity. Because if you hold the grudge or you let the anger fester, then the devil is the one that's getting the praise out of that, you know. He's the one that is excited because it's breaking up the relationship. As long as we can't forgive, it messes up our relationship between us and God. And for me, that's something I don't want to have. That's not acceptable. So, you know, like the king in the story, we need to show compassion and forgiveness to our friends and our family, our neighbors, and even our enemies. And that one is a real hard one for me. Enemies, somebody who doesn't like me. And I have a couple people that don't like me. And I've had a hard time dealing with it. And the Lord has really chewed on me a few times for my actions. And I am trying very hard to give forgiveness to her. And it doesn't matter how many times they do stuff to you, you still need to forgive them. And not hold that, you know, that, well, they just keep doing it, God, so I shouldn't have to forgive that. No, our job is to forgive, What they do with the forgiveness is between them and God. We need to remember it's our relationship with God that we need to keep intact. We don't want it damaged. And so it's our choice whether we choose to be like the king or we choose to be like the servant. In Romans chapter 3, verse 23, for all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. They are justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. We are all sinners. We all make mistakes, and we all have one point or another, I'm sure, we've all had our bouts of talking about someone that has irritated us or, you know, carried on conversation. I know I have been very guilty of it, and it's a sin. And we need to bring that before the Lord first and tell him, I'm sorry, and then go to the person that we have said it to or said it about and ask them to forgive us. Whether or not they forgive us is not our, that's not up to us. That's up to them and God. But for us, we need to ask for forgiveness and we need to give forgiveness, to show mercy, because we don't want to have our relationship damaged. Fix the relationship if you have a problem with someone, because you want to make sure that you have your relationship with Jesus where it needs to be. The Father will have mercy on us when we ask with a pure heart, when we come before him in complete submission, when we come to him and saying, Lord, I'm sorry. From my heart, I don't want to be this way. I don't want to have this relationship this way. I want to ask for forgiveness. I want to change this. And the Lord, every time, will have mercy and compassion on us. And he will help us to be quick to give the forgiveness as he gives forgiveness to us. So, just remember, it's your choice to whether or not you can forgive. It's my choice if I can forgive. And I think that it's something that the Lord wants us to remember. It's not going to be an easy thing to do it. He says 70 times 7. You know, we can't count each time that we have to give forgiveness or that we have to ask for forgiveness. Just make sure that your heart is right. Make sure that you have your relationship where it needs to be so that when you get in a situation that needs the forgiveness, that you can give it. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for your word. And Lord, I ask that you help us to be able to forgive and to ask forgiveness when we need to. Just open our hearts, Lord, so that we can keep our relationship with you where it needs to be. We ask it in your name, Jesus. Amen. Our last hymn is page 502.